Mark, I remember about 5 or 6 months ago we started talking about the shortage of materials in the building industry.
Yeah, no timber.
You're going to have to get better organised because the lead-in time to get timber, to get windows, to get everything is blowing out.
Mm.
Well, that was a while ago and people agreed and they said, yeah, you should see it. So,
well,
it's
the construction industry went gangbusters, Marto. Everyone in COVID
that house
suffered
builder,
except
whatever it is.
Construction.
Mm, that's right. But also then people got house builder. And I've been seeing it so much, and people even want me to come and do work at their bloody house. But quite simply, the thing is that people were at home, and Bunnings had such a great last 18 months. People were at home looking at their house going, oh,
well,
I can't go overseas. I was going to spend $30,000 going on my holiday. I'll spend it on the house.
And I've got the time. I'm sitting here looking at it. Let's get it done now.
It's gotten worse, okay? A major construction, this is out of the paper, a major construction crisis already impacting thousands of tradies and builders is a ticking time bomb. Don't you love a ticking time bomb? Set to explode within months. With fears an Olympic boom may tip costs over the edge. Now, that's timber and a lot of other materials, but now they're going, there's a desperate shortage of labour in the wake of the COVID-19 restrictions, and wages will start to go up, cost of construction, the whole thing is gone crazy because there's not enough people to do the work that's being needed to be done. And I want to launch one of these.
CSI Model.
I want an investigation into, so everyone knows or gets a fair handle on what's going on. Could you introduce our guest, Margo?
Well, 133353, we want to get your thoughts on this a little bit later. Is there a tradie shortage in Brisbane?
Paul Bidwell. You're in your ute right now. Give us a hoy.
Paul Bidwell, the Deputy CEO of Master Builders Queensland, joins us. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Margo. Hello, Marto.
Have we peaked too soon? The construction industry finding shortages in the supply and demand of materials, but now we're looking at a shortage of tradies.
Right now, that is a problem. We think that there will be enough skilled labour right across the state. It'll be interesting to see what the Olympics does, but we'll come to that. Still a few years away. But the issue that you talked about, Marto, the increase in the cost, the shortage of materials, has not got any better. In fact, it's got worse.
So therefore, Paul, tell me, if someone signed a contract, let's say in November last year, and locked into a price, are they now getting in a bit of trouble?
The builder is.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Homeowner, absolutely. So we had a fellow ringing up last week, signed a $400,000 contract. He's now a $30,000 increase in the cost.
But is that not the fault of the builder? Like, would you not foresee that there's going to be inflation over a period of time? And couldn't you put that as a clause into your contract? If I quote on something in November and 8 months later you want me to do the work, there has to be some sort of clause for builders to safeguard themselves.
We should make you the premier, Margo, and you could change the law.
Are they not able to do that?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Nowhere in the country does the builder have that power in the housing sector to just unilaterally say, look, I'm sorry, mate, but the price has gone up. You're going to have to wear more. And if you think about it from the consumer's end, the person who signed the contract, well, they've got a set amount of money. The bank might not lend them any more money. So it's a difficult balance, but there's a lot of builders who are doing jobs for not much.
Now, what did you say that figure was? Like, you take $400,000. If you're a builder, you're wanting to make at least 15%, okay? So there's $60,000.
Okay.
If your prices are going up by 40, you're making nothing out of the job. Is that you're getting a fair few of these people coming at you, Paul?
We're getting lots. And the issue will be where you've got multiple jobs and the smaller builders, we're worried that they could end up falling over. And that it hasn't happened yet. We're not getting. No evidence that builders have gone down the toilet.
I'll give you an example, Paul. Lysaard, who make Colourbond and stuff, okay, the roofing and the water cladding, they sent me a note from July 1st. Their prices went up by 15%. Can you imagine that happening in any other industry? It's just extraordinary. So I may have.
I know retailers have sent out. I mean, I know it's completely separate, but it's what I'm exposed to. I know that some of the places that I shop with have said, as of this date, our prices are going to be going up. Handbags, you know, importing from China, et cetera.
How did we get onto handbags? Construction. Just stop it. Stop the handbag chat right now. We've got Paul Bidwell here, Deputy CEO of Master Builders. Can I ask, what about labour? Are the builders saying to you, we can't get enough blokes to work?
We've still got this ongoing issue with roofers. And that's primarily as a result of the hailstorms last year. So the Halloween hailstorm out on the Western Corridor.
Springfield, yeah.
And then Rockhampton in April last year, and a couple of biggies down south at the start of 2020. So there are still hundreds of homes being repaired in Rockhampton.
Paul, do you know much about trade school? Because I've got quite a few girlfriends with kids who are at that back end of high school and they want to get a trade and they're doing their one day a week at TAFE while they're in grade 10. But they have an opportunity for grade 11 and 12 to go on to trade school where they can get their trade. But they're finding that they're including a lot of school subjects into trade school now, which makes it less appealing. And so therefore, kids are going on to do their grade 12 certificate and their one day a week of TAFE and then moving into an apprenticeship. If we made trade school more appealing for kids who don't want to go to school but want to get a trade, would that not help get more people into the industry and get more skills?
It could well do, but we are seeing that a lot of kids are saying, well, I don't want to go and do that sort of work. Mm. So we in Townsville, someone was telling me only in the last few days that they cannot get kids to go and do a brick trade in Townsville at all. And because they've only got a limited number of kids, then the TAFE says, well, we're not going to provide we don't have enough to justify providing the training. And you sort of go around in a big spiral. But they can't get block layers in Townsville for love nor money.
Paul, we're going to move into traffic in a sec, but I want to open up to everyone. So that's the view from Master Builders, who is the industry, the group running the industry of builders virtually. So thank you very much, Paul Bidwell. Everyone else, 133.53, what are you seeing on the ground in terms of, well, we know materials are going up. Let's not worry about that. Let's worry about tradies and apprentices.
Is there a lack of them, and are you finding that they don't want to do the work?
Yeah, a lot of people just hopped out of their ute, a lot about to, because we're talking about the building industry, but actually any trades. There's a shortage of tradespeople because kids are being told, keep going on to high school because the government stats look better and we can't get any tradespeople because no one wants to do any hard work.
And I think people, consumers, are just going to have to understand that there is going to be a price increase.
God,
and
yeah.
that, as I mentioned to, what's his name from...
Paul Bidwell.
Paul, sorry.
Yep,
as I mentioned to Paul, contractors are going to have to just safeguard themselves by putting clauses in. Like Cherie from Jim Boomba's text through saying they got a fence quote 3 months before it was done. It was $900 more when they actually got it done. The builder had a clause in his contract that they had to pay for material rise if there was one. It was something like 40 cents a paling.
Well, that's an extra clause and that's a smart builder. Shane from Newbie, where are you from? Newbeath, maybe, are you?
Newbeath, mate. Yeah, it's near Greenbank.
Hello, mate. Yes, I know where it is. Our producer's written the wrong suburb. You're a painter. Can you get tradies?
Mate, it's a real struggle at the moment. I've been in the industry for 21 years. I had to let go of a third year yesterday because all these companies that lock these kids up in school, they charge us ridiculous rates. So we can't even hold them because the builders aren't paying us the correct money to then pass it on.
There's some trickery there. Yeah. How much do you have to charge a third year out at to your clients?
So it literally just went up $1,600 for a third year, which I'm not even on.
Okay, so labourers, because I know a few labourers in my life, they are casual base on a high hourly rate. Like I know a labourer that's taking home like $3,000 a week. Jeez. Are you seeing that people aren't moving into trades or requiring some sort of apprenticeship because they know they can get that sort of money as a labourer?
Oh.
Yeah, they're all ditching their trade and they're working for ABNs.
For higher labour hire companies.
Yep, and they're all trying to work on themselves privately to get the money, but we don't get the money to pass it on to them.
Righto, Shane, have a listen to Paul from Ipswich because here's the end product of what you're talking about, I think, Paul.
Hey, Marto, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What are you finding?
Hey, I think the problem's probably bigger than just the shortage that we've got at the moment and so on. I mean, this has been an ongoing problem for a long time. The biggest issue is a lot of these bigger housing companies and so on are just accepting such a poor standard of labour and quality at the end that if you knew 60 brickies, for example, is probably, as a decent builder, there's probably two of those brickies that you can actually employ because the workmanship of contractors now across the board is so poor that the big guys just accept the quality and that then becomes the new standard.
But, Paul, that means you've got to go back and fix it. You're a builder. You'd have to go back and fix their problem.
So who's monitoring it? Yep. Who's ticking off on it?
Yeah, well, who's ticking off on it? There's a QBCC regulator there that's supposed to, they're issuing all these licenses, but as soon as there's a problem, they don't want to know about it. They don't want to know about the issue. They'll hand licenses out, but they don't get hard enough on these guys that are doing dodgy work to then fix the problem.
Well, don't ultimately they benefit from shoddy work because then the customer complains, they go against the builder to, you know, get their money back.
Well, they don't want to create trouble.
They don't want to?
They're unable to monitor it.
Yeah. But the problem is, as you said, Marto, the builders end up paying for everything to be done twice.
That's right, double handling.
And it's just a flow-on effect. And, you know, all these group apprenticeship training schemes and all that sort of thing that have been bought in, you know, 25-plus years ago. I've been in the industry for 28-odd years now.
Yeah.
The problem is they're pumping out these kids. They're getting kickbacks from the government. And the big issue is that the quality of these kids that are coming out is disgraceful.
Paul,
and they're nearly unemployable.
Can I ask you, Chris from Redland Bay's text through, there's not enough government help provided to make putting apprentice on a viable option. Are you finding that?
I don't think that's the problem. Why should the government have to pay for apprentices? I mean, I don't think that that's a feasible thing. If we went back to kids being employed directly through builders or through, directly indentured to a person, and the employer has that kid for 4 or 5 years instead of them pushing these kids through in 2 years and thinking they're gun tradesmen, that'd fix a lot of the problem. I mean, you know, there's no doubt the tradies get good pay, well paid, but we got this two-stage economy in construction like we do in a lot of other industries that unions are involved with where, you know, kids, as you just said, labourers are getting paid $3,000 a week, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Rubbish, yeah.
And then they come back onto a residential site, which is where we're finding most of the problems, and the labourers, they're getting paid what they're actually worth, you know?
Whereas trade people
are getting paid less. I mean, it's a huge problem and it's an ongoing problem. It's something that this little bit of a shortage isn't, that's not the root of the problem.
Paul, just a quick one. 28 years in the industry, you've probably got as much work as you ever had, busy as. Yep. Are you making any more money?
No, definitely not.
That's all we need to know. Mate, I don't know how we sort it out. We might talk to the QBCC at some stage. What do we got there?
Glenn from Narangba text through. He said, just put an apprentice on at trade college. They teach him how to quote before teaching him how to hold a paintbrush. This is the root of the problem.
So true.